COVAX, the free vaccine initiative, delivers its first shipment of doses. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Vishala Sripathma in for Victoria Craig. Good morning. Ghana has become the first country to receive a shipment from the global COVID-19 vaccination initiative, COVAX. COVAX launched last April and it aims to ensure a fairer distribution of vaccines between rich and poor nations. Funded by more wealthy countries around the world, like the UK, US and China, it's pledged to deliver 2 billion doses to its members by the end of the year for free. 600,000 doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine arrived in the capital Accra on a flight from India. Ghana was chosen as the first recipient after submitting a plan for a quick distribution by its health teams. The BBC's Thomas Nadi is in the capital, Accra.
Ghana doesn't have access to any vaccine at the moment except those that have arrived. Last week, the country's Food and Drugs Authority said that they had approved two vaccines, that is the AstraZeneca and Sputnik V vaccines for emergency use in the country.
So you've had 600,000 doses of this vaccine arrive today. Now, most vaccines require two doses per person. Who are going to be receiving these?
Health authorities have told us that health workers, that is frontline workers, will be the first to receive the doses. Also, people with underlying health conditions.
And Ghana is the first recipient of this free distribution by COVAX, this initiative set up around vaccination distribution. Do you think the reason why they were able to sort of clinch it, as it were, is because their infrastructure in Ghana is pretty solid when it comes to distribution?
Yeah, certainly. It's one of the reasons why Ghana was conceded. You know, Ghana has been carrying out vaccine programs over the years. And as a result of that experience, they've built a solid infrastructure in terms of effective vaccine delivery framework and storage facilities.
And so in terms of the rest of Africa or neighbouring countries for you, they don't perhaps have the same sort of facilities. Does that mean they'll be lower down in the pecking order, do you think?
Certainly not. It is true that most countries in Africa are a bit handicapped when it comes to the vaccine framework or delivery framework. But a lot of them are beginning to step up their game and also looking at countries like Ghana and other the developed world who have been able, who have the effective infrastructure to assist in that regard.
Where are the next steps then? Is Ghana looking to receive more free vaccine from COVAX or is it looking to purchase doses as well?
Well, Ghana is also considering to purchase doses as well. We are looking at the Sputnik V vaccines from Russia, for instance, is being considered. And the country is targeting to vaccinate about 20 million people. And we're talking about a country of about 30 million. That is the target that the health authorities are looking at. They are considering other options, getting the vaccines from other places.
And just to give us an idea of what daily life is like where you are in the capital Accra at the moment.
COVID restrictions have been imposed. They were initially eased because Ghana was doing very well in terms of containing the spread of the virus. But because of elections held in December and also the Christmas festivities, we experienced a spike in cases. And then more younger people were getting sick. And the country's health facilities were also getting overwhelmed. A lot of hospitals, the treatment centers are full with limited intensive care facilities. So the government had to reimpose some of the measures. Wearing of face masks is compulsory in Ghana, though it's been very difficult for them to implement it. Some people basically just disregard the directive. And then also social distancing is a bit of a problem in Ghana. The receiving these vaccines will go in a long way to be able to help stem the spread of the virus.
The BBC's Thomas Nadi in Accra, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let's have a look at the markets. Bond investors have seen the highest rise in yields this quarter for 6 years, reflecting worries that the US stimulus and virus vaccines will stoke inflation. In Asia, equity markets saw some losses, with the Hang Seng down 2.9% and Nikkei down 1.6%. And in India, there have been reports of exchange connectivity problems, leading to a disruption of transactions there. A Chinese man has been ordered to compensate his wife for the housework she did during their marriage. The woman will receive the equivalent of $7,700 for 5 years' worth of work. From Beijing, here's the BBC's Stephen McDonald.
A woman named Wong alleged in court that during their 5 years of marriage, her husband had failed to participate in any housework at all and had neglected his childcare responsibilities. The presiding judge said the upkeep of a house represented intangible property value, which should come into the equation when determining a divorce settlement. The ruling was possible under China's new civil code, which came into effect last month, and many women have hailed it as a first step. There's also been considerable criticism on social media that the amount was too low.
The BBC's Stephen McDonnell. So when you're at a store here in the UK or even shopping online, it's becoming increasingly likely you'll be offered the chance to split your payment over a few months using a buy now, pay later plan. For years, these interest-free credit products have escaped regulation by financial authorities here. But as the BBC's Vivian Nunes reports, that's set to change very soon.
Slick marketing and celebrity endorsements, such as this advert featuring Snoop Dogg, are encouraging millions of British young people to sign up for buy now, pay later repayment plans when shopping.
I didn't have the money in my bank at that point, so I thought, you know what, if I can pay for it in a couple of months, I kind of push it to the back of my head.
That's Tom Morgan. Like so many others at the checkout, he decided to delay paying the full cost of his purchase, instead splitting repayments over a couple of months. Buy now, pay later deals are interest-free, and companies like Klarna promise the loans and repayments are easy to manage.
Add Klarna to your checkout today for a better shopping experience.
But the UK's financial regulator isn't convinced. It says there's a significant risk to some consumers, such as those on low incomes, and the deals need to be regulated like other forms of credit. Chris Woollard recently carried out an official review of the buy now, pay later industry.
Although it's a convenient and easy way for some people to spread costs, for others it's a really easy way into problem debt.
Chris Woollard says there needs to be more information about what consumers are signing up to. For instance, missed payments can lead to debt collectors getting involved. Andy Marsh is the head of Klarna for the UK.
We already have in place robust eligibility checks to make sure that consumers are protected. I think that said, there is more that we can do across the industry.
With the UK market for buy now, pay later products quadrupling in value over the past year, and with half of all customers aged under 35, pressure is building on the government to bring in regulation quickly. In the meantime, some consumers, like Tom, are deciding it's far simpler to pay up front.
Now, if I want to buy something, I know that I've got the money for it, and I prefer to just pay it out just so I don't have that idea that I've got to owe something.
Sound advice for serious shoppers. In London, I'm the BBC's Vivian Nunes for Marketplace.
And in London, I'm Vishala Sripathma with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.